Greetings, everyone. This is Brother Josh Hodge with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is episode number 24, and this is part 5 of the series Mighty Lessons from Mighty Men. Part 5 is entitled The Three Mightiest Men. Now, this story is a little bit of a strange story. At least it's not what we might first think of a story. There's a couple twists and turns. The story is found in 2 Samuel 23, verse 13 to 17. And if we unpack and figure out why this story is put here in this place, we'll learn of a mighty lesson to apply in our lives. Now, the story starts off in verse 13. It talks about three men. By the end, it says they were three mighty men. Now, first of all, these men weren't named, and we'll get to that at the end as to why that might be. But it's very likely that it was Joshabim, Eleazar, and Shammah, the three mighty men in the previous context, the stories we've already looked at. And, well, now they're about to do a mighty act together. Well, the story continues on. These three mighty men come to David. They come to him in a cave of Adullam. Now, first of all, put yourself in David's shoes. He's in a cave. Not sure if you've ever been in a cave. It's not the nicest of places to live. Fascinating to look at, but David was living there. At least he was taking shelter there because he was surrounded by Philistines. It says there's Philistines in Rephaim. That was on one side of the cave, and there were Philistines in Bethlehem. That was on the other side. David was trapped, surrounded by Philistines, and hiding in a cave. And these three mighty men approach David. And then David asks for something that you wouldn't expect. He says, "Oh, that one would give me water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." Now, there's a couple of odd things about that request. First of all, wouldn't you be planning a strategy? How to escape, how to win this war, how to save family and the men that were with him? And he asks for water. But he doesn't just ask for any water. He asks for it in Bethlehem. And there was a garrison of Philistines right there. But there's a spiritual lesson that we can draw from that. We'll get to that shortly as well. Well, what did the mighty men do? They didn't challenge David and say, "David, that how about we plan a way of escape altogether?" No, what they did was obey their king. And it says, the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines. They drew water out of the well of Bethlehem. They took it and brought it to David. As simple as that. It's almost like it was easy. But they were dedicated to their king, and they fought their way through a garrison of Philistines to bring their king water. Now, the story takes another twist. Because the story doesn't go like this, and David took the water and was refreshed. No, it doesn't go like that. It says, "Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto Yahweh." What a strange turn of events. But here's the lesson. Because what is water in Scripture? We've talked about a sword in the previous story, which is the Word of God. We've talked about lentils, which is also like the Word of God, the nourishment, the spiritual sustenance. And now we have water. Water of life, we could say. The water of God's word. And David longed for it. He longed for spiritual refreshment. From Bethlehem, which means the house of bread, David wanted spiritual nourishment. But sometimes to get spiritual nourishment in our lives, it's not only a matter of getting it, but we must subdue sin in the process. It's not easy sometimes. Sometimes it's not a matter of just sitting back and taking in spiritual refreshment, but there's action that must be taken as well. Hard work. But the real part of the lesson comes when we learn that David pours it out unto Yahweh. He poured out that spiritual refreshment unto Yahweh. What does that mean? The phrase poured out is often associated with the drink offering. So Numbers 28 verse 7, in the holy place shalt thou cause the strong wine to be poured unto Yahweh for a drink offering. It was dedication to Yahweh. And just as David poured this water that the men brought out unto Yahweh. And Christ picks up on the drink offering, and he says this, you'll be familiar with this. He says, this cup, the cup of wine, is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed, or it could be translated, poured out for you. Now notice the difference. Because the drink offering was poured out unto God, Jesus says, this cup of wine is poured out for you, referring to the disciples and all the followers thereafter. And what David does is tie the two together. You see, the men, the mighty men, brought water, bringing it to David. It was sacrifice to him. It was pouring out their lives for him. But David then pours it out to God. And that's just the point. Because service to our brethren, service to one another, is ultimately service to God. Now you might say, well, the water represented the word of God. Why would you pour that out? But remember this. Jesus was the Word made flesh. He was the Word exemplified in his life. And that's what we're supposed to be. We are supposed to exemplify the Word of God in our lives, thus pouring out ourselves one for another, and thus pouring ourselves out to God. And that's why David says at the end of the story, he poured it out and he gave a reason. He says, is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? The other account says, shall I drink the blood of these men who've put their lives in jeopardy? He realized they sacrificed themselves. Their lives were at risk in getting that water. David calls their blood their lives. Because these men, while extracting that water for David, it was a symbol that they were giving their lives for David as well. How humbling is that? The fact that when someone does something for us, it's ultimately for God. You know when Jesus died on the cross? Greatest sacrifice. Remember the two things that poured out of his side? You remember what they were? Say them out loud. Water and blood. The two components which make up a perfectly acceptable sacrifice, and the two components in the story of 2 Samuel 23, the mightiest men. And they were never named. And that's because sacrifice for each other isn't about us. It's about others. And ultimately, it's about Yahweh, whom David poured it out to. So let us be the mighty men, willing to give others spiritual refreshment, pouring out our lives for them, and ultimately for God. But let us also be David's, when others sacrifice their time, their money, their efforts, their pride, whatever it might be. Remember that it's ultimately for God, and don't ever take it lightly. And that's the story of 2 Samuel 23, verse 13 to 17, the three mightiest men. And next time, we're going to look at, in part 6, Abishai, the brother of Joab. And you can have a look at that in 2 Samuel 23, verse 18 and 19, if you want to try to figure out the spiritual lesson for yourself ahead of time.